away your name. Oh, finally, my train's here. Here's my ticket, good sir. Thank you. And I am now on the train. What's up, guys? We're all aboard.
And we're off.
And we are off.
We have some, we had that thing we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, actually, I was just thinking about when I was waiting for you guys to, you know, arrive at my stop. I was thinking, you know what? I really love that PlayStation 4 controller. You know, it's really just perfection perfected. And, you know, I was just wondering what got, you know, maybe what do you guys think about it? What's your favorite controller?
So, my personal favorite, is yours a PS4?
I think so.
Okay, so we're staying on the same page with PlayStation here. My personal favorite is the PS2 controller. It just feels wonderful. It's wired, first of all, which actually does make a difference. It feels wonderful, and I actually have this really nice aqua blue one. It's like teal. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Turbo blue is nice and blue.
Whatever. Anyways, it's fucking beautiful. It feels great, and it's my absolute favorite controller of all time. And I didn't grow up with this controller. I actually just got this controller recently. Actually, when I started my job, I saw it. I was like, I fucking want that, and I got it. Don't regret it to this day. What about you, Jer?
My all-time favorite controller. And this might surprise you.
Don't say GameCube.
It's mostly just because memories, and I love it absolutely. The Super Nintendo controller.
Really?
I absolutely love it. It added the R and L button. It's perfectly shaped. I can hold it, and I don't know, there's just something real comforting about holding a Super Nintendo controller. It's just like, everything's gonna be okay, Jared.
You know, that's funny, because like, the Super Nintendo controller, and then Rainer's is the PS2 controller, and mine's the PS4, which are all just iterations of each other.
Yeah, well, Super Nintendo is the first one. Fuck you guys.
And then PS2 added the handles and the extra buttons, and then mine was just...
As a touchpad, it has wireless.
Yeah, see, I don't care about the touchpad. It just feels so nice in my hands.
It's a pretty nice controller. I like PS4 one as well.
Because I like the shorter thumbsticks, and...
Yeah, it's neat.
It just feels nice. Whenever I go back to PS3 controller, like, I stuck up for the DualShock 3 forever. People were like, oh, it's shitty, bad. And I was like, I always like, no, it's my favorite. But then the PS4 one came out, it just felt like that, but, you know, perfected, in my opinion. And it just feels good. It fits your hand. I think it's mostly for, like, adults, that controller, because it just fits in their hands well.
Okay, so I tried using it, and I consider myself an adult, and I found the sticks were, like, a little too far from my thumbs. Like, it felt weird, like I was curving my hands weirdly.
I can see myself.
I don't...
Have you felt the Xbox One controller? That thing's a piece of crap.
Sorry, Microsoft, but, like, what do you think?
You have to, like, strain your index
fingers.
Whereas
the Xbox 360 controller?
Yeah.
Was beautiful.
That's a good controller.
I really liked it. I mean, I don't know if I liked the PS3 one better.
I always liked the PS3 one more, but...
But the 360 controller was a very nice controller.
I do recognize it as a good controller.
It's up there with good, like, best controllers.
The Xbox One controller, you have to, like, strain your index fingers to hit the bumpers. Like, and then you get the bumper.
It is weird.
I don't know. I didn't like the controller at all.
Talking about next-gen games and systems, actually, going to games. Star Wars
Battlefront!
Battlefront!
I was going to say, is that supposed to be Star Wars? Not quite sure. Anyways.
R2-D2, where are you?
All right.
Okay, so what, Jeremy, what do you think? I will save you for last, because you are a big Star Wars guy wearing Star Wars hat right now.
And Star Wars shirt.
I'll start with Matthew McConaughey.
Thanks.
What do you think?
I'm excited. I think, like, Battlefront was so fun. I remember when it came out, I was like, yes, I get to play an alternative of SOCOM 2, where it's just fun respawn, and, like, finally I get to play as, like, any soldier I want, and lasers, and Star Wars, and, oh, and the second one came out, and you get to play as Darth fucking Vader. Oh, good games. Going back to them now, they're a little eh, but...
Fuck you!
They still hold a special place in my heart. But thinking about, like, the past games, like, they're making a new one for, like, PS4 and Xbox One. That's gonna be fucking amazing. It's gonna look so nice. It's gonna play so well, hopefully. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not saying that the games are old. They're a little aged. but they're still fun.
Yeah.
They're still fun, though.
I haven't played any, actually. I've never played a Battlefront game.
Fuck you!
You gotta admit, the graphics are pretty bad.
I haven't really played any Star Wars games.
I don't really care about graphics.
I played the 64 Star Wars games.
They're pretty decent.
And that was about it for my Star Wars. Actually, no, I played the GameCube ones. But I never played Star Wars Battlefront. I always hear people talking about it. It's cool. I don't really... Is the general concept that you're always a clone trooper? Can you be, like, Jedi as well?
You can be Jedi in the second one.
Yeah.
You can either get enough points and become a hero, it's a Jedi, or you can also be the Boba Fett, Jango
Fett. You get enough points and you can go in the mech?
Kind of, but easier, and like you don't have to wait that long to be the hero. And the hero, you're timed with the hero, and you lose health the further, like, as time progresses, and when you get hit. But if you kill someone, you gain more health.
Okay.
Yeah. One of my most fond memories...
You can also play on a remote called Assault.
Oh, yeah, just as you know.
And be the Jedis and Sith and
okay,
whatnot.
Okay, Zen, I'm just going to see my point real quick. I think I'm excited for it. I think I'll play it then if I can play as... I'd like... Because Stormtroopers are cool and all, but I'm almost for the Jedi and the cool lightsabers.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
Back to your point.
One of my fondest memories of Star Wars Battlefront is when I got it, all my friends got it too. And I just remember being like... Talking to my friend Omar, and he's like, "We're playing on Hoth, and the AT-ATs are attacking." We're like, "Wait a minute, there's snow speeders, or that's what they're called, right?"
Yeah. Or if you want to get technical, that T-47.
Yeah.
But
and I was
that's
like,
a tax form.
"So like, I got in, I jumped in, and then I was like, wait a minute, there's room for one more guy. Omar, get in here. Holy crap, we can work together to take these things down." He's like, "Okay, I'm driving, you're shooting." I'm like, "Yeah, I want to shoot." And then we just went around taking down AT-ATs by ourselves, like.
But they keep respawning. There's
yeah,
two, but they keep
but it
respawning.
Was so cool, because I remember in the N64 days, like, doing that in the Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah.
It wasn't the great. It was fun, and
it
we got it. But, like, being able to do that with a friend was amazing. It was such a cool idea.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Jeremy? Are you excited for it?
All right.
Yes.
So as you guys know, Star Wars is a huge part of my life, held me through most of my life. First movie I remember seeing is IMAX re-release of Empire Strikes Back. My dad was a huge Star Wars fan. That's what we were raised on. Star Wars and Rush.
Yeah.
So here comes all these games are coming out and I love them. And Star Wars Battlefront 2 is we had an NES and then my mom sold it when it broke down, even though it's super easy to fix, but we didn't know that. And then we just had computers, DOS computers, stuff like that. And eventually we got a PS2 and I got Lego Star Wars 2 with it. And my mom went to the store once and bought me Battlefront 2 because she knew I loved it. Absolutely infatuated by that game. It was my favorite game of all time. So here I am, super excited that they announce a remake of Battlefront.
You just announced Battlefront 2 is your favorite game of all time?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is. Okay.
And, yeah, of course. And, but the thing about this is a lot of people don't know, or they don't, like, they haven't heard or something, I don't know, but it's not a new Battlefront game, it's a remake. It's a different company taking the first Battlefront game and remaking it in what they wanted. So maybe they'll add the Jedis, maybe they won't, who knows. They probably will, because it's love.
I think they're just saying that because, like, they did everything in those games.
Well, I think that... Well, I believe they are doing it, though, because 4, 5, and 6, they'd like to put that into a game again. And they had, like, that one teaser they had was on Hoth.
Yeah, exactly.
The AT-AT. So I believe that they are, and because the second Battlefront game finishes on Hoth.
Oh.
It ends there. It doesn't tell the whole story, so I think what they're going to do is they're going to take this from episode 4 to episode 6.
That'd be so cool.
And then maybe they'll add Jedis and all that. That'd be sweet. What I want from the game, and you have to bear with me a bit, is I love the third-person mode, don't get me wrong, and I love that if you're a stormtrooper and you just hold down your E-11 blaster rifle, you don't just keep shooting a straight line, it starts to go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
True to what it should. And then when you go into first person, sometimes your gun will show up, sometimes it won't. I hope they fix that, and you can still switch. And I hope that if they do have Assault, where you can play as the heroes and the villains, like the special ones, not just the troopers.
Yeah.
I hope that they have more than just Mos Eisley that you can play on. Because I want to play a fucking Jedi battle on Hoth. I want to play a Jedi battle on Mustafar.
Yeah, have, like, really good customization like that.
Yeah, sweet stuff. Like, I'd even be down for Battlefront on the PSP. Battlefront on the PSP had a mode.
Squadron, or no, what was it? Rogue Leader.
It had, you were able to customize your clone trooper. Change colors on it,
cool.
Swap its head with something else.
Oh, that's
choose
cool.
Which weapons you wanted. And I have a feeling if they take that concept and put it in, this game will be amazing.
Everyone has their own personalized clone trooper. Yeah,
how much can you personalize? I'm once again not the biggest Star Wars fan. How much can you personalize it? Because to me, it seems like they're copy and paste clones. Aren't they supposed to be?
Yeah,
the same
but
thing?
The thing is, you can make it so that maybe you don't want to be a clone. Maybe you want to be a Wookiee. Maybe you want to be
Boffin. Like, okay, I thought you were talking like you can customize your clone trooper. I was like,
well, you can as well, but you just have to change the masks. They have different set masks for you. Okay. Different set body armor.
Yeah, like
if
it's
going to
be
like
an online
print
version, then it might as well have customizability.
And that too, like one of my fondest memories of Battlefront, and I don't know why, is we brought our PS2 to a hotel, plugged it into the internet, and just played Star Wars Battlefront 2 online at a hotel for the longest time. And this was like when everyone was playing Xbox 360 and PS3, and there were a lot of people online.
Really?
Yeah, it was real fun. It was an amazing time.
It's neat when those games that they've passed their prime, like I'm gonna use Halo 2 as the example. It still has such a huge fan base online. Actually, Halo 2, it was a really interesting story. They said they're shutting down servers, so you can no longer connect. But if you were already connected, you could keep playing.
Yeah.
So it actually went down to the point where there's only two people playing. Then one guy signed off, and there's only one guy playing. And he was the last person ever. I can't remember his gamer tag, but he was the last person ever to play Halo 2 online. It's kind of neat that like fans love it so much. I think I've heard stories of people putting up their own Battlefront servers.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say. That, yeah, I'm sure there's Halo 2 servers, like custom servers.
Yeah, probably are. I'm too lazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like my favorite game when I was a teenager, me and my friends, like all of my friends, we played SOCOM 2 online together.
Oh, okay.
And
I never actually played SOCOM.
They actually just shut down the servers 3 years ago, finally, after like 10 years. And so we all went back and started playing again for like one last time for about a week or two. And then I just found out recently that there are custom servers and people are still playing that game.
Nice.
I found like footage online of people playing it from just last year.
It's amazing that like that generation, PS2 and Xbox, I won't include GameCube, Nintendo's never really been online market.
Yeah.
But it had such a good fan base that those games there had, the people would put custom servers up and still want to play them to this day.
Yeah, like I still want to play that game. No SOCOM game has ever made me more addicted than SOCOM 2. SOCOM 3 came out and that was fun. They added big maps and vehicles, but nothing was ever as good or addictive as SOCOM 2. And yeah, I would love to set up or like somehow connect my PS2 to a server and just play it again out of nostalgia's sake.
Yeah, we should probably do that on like the show. That'd be a lot of fun.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, for online stuff, I remember being younger and playing City of Hero and City of Villains.
Yeah.
And having a blast with that, and I never heard that they closed down the servers, but I went to go to this dollar store and they were selling it, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna buy this, I'm gonna play it. Went to go play it, and it was all shut down, and I haven't checked yet if someone made a server, and I hope they did. I imagine they would, because it was such a good game.
Well, like,
Star Wars Galaxies, there's some servers back in there. That one was so much better than The Old Republic. Fuck The Old Republic, bring back Star Wars Galaxies.
I thought Knights of the Old Republic was viewed
no,
as, like,
The Old Republic.
The different Knights.
Yeah, oh yeah, Knights of the Old Republic was like
the show?
So
we should play Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds.
Oh, like on the PC, like the Age of Empires one?
We should all play that together.
Yeah, that's such a good one.
I love that game.
Sounds fun. I love Age of Empires.
It's exactly Age of Empires, but with Star Wars.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
I can get into that.
Like, same menus and everything. I'm pretty sure it's just the same company, and they just reskinned it with Star Wars.
Yeah, well, they changed it a bit.
Oh, yeah, well, like, there's, like, voice. It's, yeah, it's good.
There's voice chat in the game.
Not voice chat, but like
Darth Sidious goes around. Oh no!
Oh no! I will fight for you now.
They do have customs, like all the sound effects and everything. Like, it's straight up Star Wars: Age of Empires. It's so cool.
That sounds good. I definitely play that. But I think I am gonna get Battlefront on the new system.
I'm getting the PS4 just for Battlefront
Arkham Knight.
Do you think they'll do a custom PS4 for it? Or
I want to say yes, but because they already released that they're doing those special editions, I don't think so. But they have done the PSP for it.
That's so true, eh?
See, my plan is I'm going to buy one in June for Arkham. And if they release that they're going to have that one, I'm going to buy a second PS4 and give, like, the first PS4 to, like, my dad or something.
Wow.
Like, here, Dad, have this. And then just buy the Star Wars one. Because there's no way I'm not going to have it. It's...
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, exactly. It's way too important to me.
Just like if they do a Zelda Wii U, I'm going to have to get another Wii U.
You fucking consumers. I'm just kidding. I understand.
Are you saying you're not going to buy the Zelda Wii U?
Like the new... the Zelda
Wii U. How about that, the delayed Zelda?
How
about... You know what? Okay. You go last because you're the biggest fan there, right? But,
Okay.
Okay, delayed Zelda. First thing I heard was kind of, fuck you. Because my summer, no joke, was planned for Arkham Knight and Zelda U. I was
you thought
really,
that would be out by summer?
That's what I was thinking. I was hoping. I don't know why. But I was hoping that. Then I was like, maybe around Christmas time. Now it's 2016. At first, I was kind of like, making me wait. And then I was like, you know what? They're making it better. Nintendo's perfecting it. They're not going to rush it out like Sonic Boom or like Assassin's Creed or something. They're actually trying to make it a good game. So, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. I'm sure you saw what I commented on when you shared it. I was like,
yeah.
The gameplay didn't look that great to begin with. Like the texture, I don't know, the textures of everything.
Well, yeah, they were still in the preliminary stages.
Yeah, but they didn't show enough to get me excited. Like, I'm excited that it's happening, but I'm glad it's being delayed. Because basically what they said is, like, we've learned new things, so we're starting over. Like, that's what the epitome of Fez was with Phil Fish. He kept restarting it over and over again because he was getting better at pixel art, so he would redo all his graphics, and he was getting better at this, so he redid all that. And I'm not saying that they need to do that with Zelda, but they're learning new things, and if that makes this next Zelda game the best it can be, then by all means, go for it. Totally fine with that.
Here's my thing. I'm always down for it. I wish more developers would realize, let's take Ask Creed Unity. Horrible game when it came out because of all the glitches. It needed 2 more months in the oven. I wish the developers would have been like, hey, we've got you hyped, but we're sorry. We don't want to give you garbage. Yeah. I'm glad that Nintendo is actually realizing.
Only company.
Telling them.
They're the only company that does that.
That we're like, hey, you know what? We're not going to give
although
you fucking
Battle
garbage.
Although Battlefront, EA is doing that with Battlefront.
We're not giving you, which is weird for EA.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to give you garbage. We're going to fucking work on it. And that's what I think. I was personally excited for the new Zelda.
Yeah.
Although I've got thing where if I see Zelda, instantly my brain's like,
yeah.
Like, I was excited for it too, but yeah, when you hear stuff like that, it's like, I was disappointed, but I was like, yeah,
I wasn't.
But.
I was actually excited because I realized they're going to put more effort into it. That means I'm going to get a better game. If I have to wait for a good game, I'd rather do that than just be like, here's this other game. It's like Wand of Gamelon again.
This is Skyward Sword.
Yeah. I liked it. Fuck you.
Because we were just talking about like watching footage of a game. Have you seen the 10 minutes they've released of Arkham Knight?
I have not.
It looks beautiful. It looks so fun.
Go back and play Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. Those games are still beautiful.
They're still beautiful. And you know, Arkham Origins was the first Arkham game I played. So I was like, this is pretty cool. Then I played the other one, so I was like, this is pretty bad. And then I was like, this is pretty bad. But, fuck.
You liked Origins more than the other two?
No, I said Arkham Origins was good, and then once I played Arkham City.
Yeah, I haven't even played Origins, because I was like, it's a new developer, it's a prequel, fuck that, because, the Joker's dead, so we can't do anything anymore, because the Joker's gone. Fuck the Joker. The
problem I had is, I played Arkham Asylum, and I didn't play anything else because I didn't like Arkham Asylum. I thought it was too claustrophobic. I'm not a claustrophobic person, but that game was like really claustrophobic.
Because you're stuck on the island.
I was really fucking big, and I wanted to be punching people, not being stuck inside a little prison. And then I hear the ending was just a giant fuck you. I won't spoil it, but I hear that ending was a giant fuck you. So I have to go play City, arguably.
Yeah, Arkham City.
It's
you have
Arkham
to
City. Amazing. Like it perfected.
Also, real quick point. I want to talk about Zelda real quick.
Yeah.
The day after we filmed that podcast, the president of Nintendo actually confirmed that the rumors were false about the Zelda TV show. It's not real. It's not happening, sadly. We cursed it and something happened.
It was still a good talk.
Yeah, good talk nonetheless. Anyways, yeah. But yeah, so excited.
Here's my stop.
Excited for Battlefront. Excited for Arkham Knight. I'm going to try Arkham Knight, but I have to try Arkham City first.
Yeah.
But
the thing I wanted to say about the Arkham games is that they standardized brawling. Like
it's supposed to be really
play any
good
action game now, it's like Arkham Asylum.
Oh yeah, like the Amazing Spider-Man games, like a lot of
Shadow
people,
of Mordor,
Captain
America
to be
game.
Like, Assassin's Creed.
It's only because it's an open world game where you can assassinate guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
but the fighting's just like Arkham.
But for the fighting, like the first Amazing Spider-Man game that came out was shit. Everything was bad about it. And I fucking hated it. But the second one, it wasn't amazing, but it was pretty
yes,
good.
It was
pretty much Arkham,
yeah.
But with skins of Spider-Man. Like, some of the boss battles were identical. Kingpin is the same as the Bane battle Asylum. It's exactly the same. It's hilarious. But I actually enjoyed the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
That's my input.
All right, so we done for today?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm Matthew.
I'm Rainer.
I'm Jeremy.